From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, October 30th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
Governor Janet Mills is considering changes to indoor gathering limits and travel restrictions as COVID-19 cases surge in Maine. In an emailed statement, a Mills spokesperson said an announcement was likely to be made this weekend. In addition to gathering and travel limits, the statement says Mills is also considering changes to Monday's planned reopening of bars, tasting rooms, and distilleries, and additional support for adherence to public health requirements. The statement comes as Maine's new daily case numbers of COVID-19 once again reach an all-time high, with the CDC reporting 103 cases today. There are new cases in nearly every county in the state. The total number of active cases is 929. Three counties in Maine have now received yellow designations under the state's color-coded system designed to guide schools toward or away from in-person classes as the pandemic continues. Somerset, Waldo, and Washington counties are now categorized as yellow. A new effort to give state voters a say over Central Maine Power's proposed transmission line through Maine's Western Woods is now formally launched. Tom Saviello, a former lawmaker and organizer with the No CMP Corridor campaign, says today he received a final sign-off from the Secretary of State to start gathering petition signatures needed to put the issue on the ballot next year.
To require the legislature to take certain actions that, in essence, have the potential to stop the line from going through. And we'll be starting to collect signatures probably this weekend.
The initiative would require a two-thirds vote by the legislature for any transmission project that spans more than 50 miles in Maine and make it retroactive to include the CMP proposal. It would also ban so-called high-impact transmission projects from the Upper Kennebec region. A CMP-backed political action committee says the initiative is written so broadly that it could hurt other projects in Maine and, quote, upend Maine's renewable energy future. And with Halloween tomorrow, the director of the Maine CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, is urging people to look at CDC guidance, especially for grown-up gatherings.
That's where I really want everyone to wear a face covering when they're hanging out at their friend's house with their neighbors. Those are the places that I'm particularly concerned about right now.
Shah says he is less concerned about trick-or-treating, but is encouraging everyone to consult guidance on celebrating Halloween safely. In weather tonight, calm and clear with lows in the low double digits to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-30s up to the high 40s. And on Sunday, sun early, then becoming cloudy with some showers. Highs in the low 40s up to the mid-50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.